Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's Ashley, and Ben isn't here today, but we have a couple other seasoned hosts over here. Well, okay, another seasoned host and then another host to be. We got Becca Kufrin and Andrew Spencer. They will be hosting the upcoming Bachelor Live, which, surprise, there's more Bachelor Live. We thought that was over, but now they're here to announce today that there's more to come. So without me blabbling on, Becca, Andrew, tell us the big news.
Yeah, well, surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
We're going back on tour. It's going to look a little bit different this time around. Obviously, the last time we did it, we were across the country in a new city. This is going to be at just one resort in Arizona. It'll be at Talking Stick every weekend in April. And we're so excited to just bring it back to the stage. And apparently, we just found this out, Scottsdale is the number two hottest place for bachelorette parties. So I feel like we're going to have a really good demographic.
Yeah. Can't wait to see all the, our shows. Know, definitely bachelorettes trying to get a shot to maybe win the hearts of mine, but maybe also Rodney's as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Andrew, you play a special role. Some of the weekends you will be hosting when Becca's not there. And then some of the weekends you will be the bachelor. Are you going to be there all weekends?
Yeah, all weekends, all of April, and I can't wait to do it. It's going to be a little scary once she hands me over the reins and I'm being the host, but I think I should be able to do well, especially with Rodney there to help me out. I'm also might be handing out first impression roses at the beginning of, you know, the show, so we'll see.
We are going to actually be doing fun, like, pre-event meet and mingles where we'll be there meeting any of the fans who want to come early, and during that time, either Andrew or Rodney, depending on the weekend, will be meeting people at those events and handing out a pre-rose. So they'll already know before coming up on stage that they'll be pulled.
Oh, okay. So Andrew, if you're so involved in this tour, why wouldn't you just be the actual bachelor?
You know what? That's a great question, but I can't answer that.
I have no Andrew idea. For Bachelor, put it out of the universe.
I'm a Bachelor host. Rodney, you get to see Rodney.
Yeah, that's I know. Well, Rodney's the other person people wanted to be the Bachelor. So, ladies, this is your time to experience the two guys that you wanted to be the Bachelor. And it could be even better because in this case, you could just fly out to Scottsdale. And you might actually be able to date them in front of people just like you would on the show.
We might even like switch it up and do a double date one of those nights there in Scottsdale.
And it's more fun. Yeah. Less rules than when you film. So come on and hang out with us.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Rodney's role. You guys are hosts / your Bachelor, but Rodney will only be Bachelor on certain nights.
Yes. So he will only be the Bachelor for the second weekend of April.
Okay.
Yeah. April 14th and 15th for anyone who needs a timestamp on it.
Thank you. So for all timestamps, where can people go? Because I know that there's some ladies out there that probably really want to date you and Rodney and want to make sure that they're at your dates.
So the first show will be the weekend of April 7th and 8th. That'll be both Andrew and I. Mm-hmm. The weekend after that Friday and Saturday will be Andrew and Rodney. Mm-hmm. And then the last weekend that'll wrap up the tour is April 21st and 22nd. And that'll be the two of us again. Yeah. And TalkingSickResort.com has all of the details info. That's where you can get tickets too. So check it out.
You're saying Scottsdale is a big bachelorette destination. Now I'm assuming it's followed by Nashville, which would be the number one bachelorette spot.
Yes.
Do we have any idea why people are flocking to Nashville to Scottsdale for this?
The warm weather, you're in a pool. It's a really good venue here.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. So it's a lot more fun. There's a lot more things you can do. Sometimes Nashville gets a little chilly. And here you're just out with your girls with a couple of drinks in a pool and get to go and try to date two very available men.
does this situation put you and Rodney in a place in which you have to stay single throughout the month of April to participate properly?
Yes. For me, yes, I agree. I can't speak for him. I don't know what he does or thinks. But for me, absolutely. If I have a girl by then, I'm probably not going to be
But you could be flirtatious. You could still host.
I will host for sure, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, you did tell us about your type and what kind of dates you like to do with girls at first on our in-depth podcast, which is recorded in December. Mm-hmm. So if you guys really want to get to know Andrew, you can go back and listen to that podcast. But Andrew, I want to know for all the ladies out there who are booking their tickets right now, what kind of how should they make the best first impression with you when they have just a few moments on stage?
I just think just be fun and buy into the process and just like, oh, just enjoy the time. Not everyone gets to come down to Scottsdale and be a bachelorette. So at this point, like you get to really shoot your shot at being what you see on TV and get the full experience up and close with, you know, good people around like Becca, myself and Rodney. It's going to be really fun.
But how do they woo you on stage?
How do we woo me?
How do they woo you?
Catch your eye.
Honestly, I need someone to make me laugh a little bit. Okay. Obviously, you know, it's going to be, like I said, it's hot. We're near a pool. I mean,
it's going to be kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Wait. Are we doing this outside or something? Is this not on stage?
This is paradise. Okay. It's paradise to the pool. So we have a massive outdoor stage. It's right next to the resort. There's beautiful mountains all around. You're overlooking the pool and hot tubs and there's a bar. And so that's why it's going to be this time around. It's going to be so different than when we were on the cross country tour because we have this set stage and it's going to be more of like a fun interactive party atmosphere where people can come with their friends, their family, really whoever, and they can go and just wander and grab drinks and just like be in the midst of other bachelorette parties too. Oh, and fun. So it's going to be much more hands-on, much more, like I said, a little bit sexy, a little bit
absolutely
elevated.
Yes.
So we're so excited.
I would like to call it the Paradise Bachelorette stage.
Oh, I love this. This is so cool. All right, yeah. Becca, how are you going to like facilitate all of this? Like, how do you plan on switching things up?
So I guess I would consider myself sort of like the master of ceremonies, yeah, if you will. So just like the show has a host that kind of has to keep things running and on schedule and kind of like set the scene for everyone, that's where I come in. So of course, like, the women are there to meet Andrew, to woo him, to have these fun dates. But I'm the one who kind of creates this season in 1 hour, 2 hours of this show. So I kick it off. I kick off the night. We'll pull up girls from the audience. We do things that you'll see in the actual TV show. Like first, you'll do like limo entrances, first impression rows. Then we have mini group dates throughout with rose ceremonies. There might be some hometowns in there. So
in a fantasy suite.
A very public fantasy suite.
Very public fantasy suite, which is much like the show, I guess. So yeah, it's very fitting. Yeah. So I just kind of make sure things are running smoothly. Andrew loves to go off the cuff, like just have so much fun, which I think is so great.
So she's got to reel me back.
I got to pull him in sometimes, make sure we get the show done in a couple hours so people can go party after.
Yeah. Okay. This is great vibe. I'm feeling it. I'm seeing it. How do the girls end up on stage? Like, how do you select them? I get that, like, some one you're going to get from the meet and greet, right? And how are you going to get the others?
So we always have a table for casting. So prior to every show, we like to tell people to get there early if they do potentially want to come up on stage. They'll meet with whoever's doing casting at that table. They'll just give them, obviously, some of their background info. They'll just have a little conversation. And then we, like, before every show, I literally am handed a stack of 10 names, a quick little bio for each woman. And so I go up on stage and I just start calling these 10 plus women.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Come on down. Cindy from Ohio. So I'm like, just like Andrew is like meeting these women for the first time. I am too. And that's what I think makes it so fun, because sometimes people give us the funniest bios or the funniest bits of information that I'm reading to the audience. And I'm like, oh my God, can I say this right now? Do they want everyone to know this? Like, they probably didn't think everyone at this resort was going to hear what I'm describing them, but it like makes it just so fun. Kind of like, you know, fly by the seat of your pants type feel.
Yeah.
Andrew, I feel like I saw a little preview of these events to come at Audrey's when we had like 6-7 hours total of you and Justin being fawned over by hundreds of women. And we talked about it on the other podcast in December, but you got some underwear thrown at you. Yeah, somebody left you a little treat.
That was actually crazy. No. Yes.
You got roses with numbers attached to it and all that. So my question is, how much pressure do you feel, are you going to feel when you select your final rose at the end of the night to like date her in the real world?
So a lot of it is you get a lot of crowd help. So I love to like be like get help from the crowd. Like, what do you guys think about this? Or, you know, just be in tune with them. I think that makes it so much better, because you know how on the show people have a lot to say off the camera, but right here, when everyone's there in the venue, you can hear exactly what they're saying and who they want to, for us to pick. So I take a lot of that in account for who I pick. Like, that's what I did in Bachelor Live on stage. I think I'm going to use the same method because it worked so well. I don't know if someone gets a little too crazy.
Well, yeah, that's how you're going to pick the girl. But like, once you pick her, do you feel like you're going to have pressure to date her for real?
Oh, no. Then
all the girls are like pressing refund on their tickets now. They're like, oh, so it's just for show.
It's going to
take a lot. Yeah.
When we were on tour last year, there were definitely some women in some cities where some of the bachelors were like, oh, I want her number, I'm intrigued. And, you know, they could choose to do what they wanted at that point. But what I think is the most fun about these shows is like, there's no pressure. So like, we've had mothers up on stage. We've had women who are married up on our stage. We've had grandmothers up on our stage.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, anybody.
And it's just the time to make them feel like they're actually part of this show. You know, for so long, you know, you see these like beautiful, stunning single people who are there to date the leads each season. But this is really allowing people to be part of this franchise that they've loved and watched for so long. Mm-hmm. And so it's so lighthearted. It's like, if Andrew's into someone, he can totally go that route. But if there's like a fun grandma on stage who the audience is loving, who we're like, she deserves to win this final gift package and this final rose, like pick her. It's kind of, you know, every show is so different.
Yeah. I had a different type of person who won my every single show that I did. Mm-hmm. So it was never like the same person who wins. It's always different.
You're seasoned on this. You did a couple during the original tour, right? Where you're the Bachelor.
Yeah, and then like, after mine was over, I kept like going on.
He kept crashing. We couldn't get rid of him. He wanted to be the Bachelor the entire time.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. You should have been the Bachelor.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, I'm going to talk about some personal things with you guys. What's going on in your lives besides Bachelor Live on stage? Becca, wedding planning? You bought a dress? You said yes to the dress? Was that the most fun experience of your life that you wish you could do every day?
It was so fun, but so surreal. It's like, I think everyone grows up, well, not everyone, but like I grew up playing dress up all the time and just having so much fun being these like different characters in these different dresses, kind of like also on the season, you get to dress up in these beautiful gown, cocktail dresses. And this was unlike any of that. Like the second I put on the first white dress, even though I knew it was not the one, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm dress shopping to be a bride. Like I'm too young to do this. Like it's still such a crazy feeling. I was like in high school right now. But it was so magical. And I was lucky enough to have three of my best friends there with me. And then my mom and sister zoomed in from the Midwest. So they were able to be part of it. And I think the most special part, finding the one when I knew it was the one, like I just felt like a bride. Like it was the first dress where I was like, I want Thomas to see me in this. And I feel like
he's going to cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I better get tears from him. Mm-hmm. But it was the one and only dress that my mom cried over. And she's like, this, like, you are like my bride, Becca, like this was for you. And so that was a really special moment.
Oh, that's so sweet. How many try-ons did you have? Like how many places did you go? How many dresses do you feel like you put on?
That was the one and only shop I went to.
No way. You could have dragged out that so much longer and just milked it.
You know, but that's the thing. I don't like dragging stuff out. I'm like, if I'm on a mission, I want to. And I also hate trying on clothes. Like if I'm ever shopping, I never try anything on.
I actually do that too. I was like, oh, do you want to try it on? Nah,
I'll just, like, take no, it. Just buy it. And so obviously, I mean, you know, wedding dresses are very expensive, so I can't just not try it on and take it home. But yeah, it was just one stop. I probably tried on like 20, 25 dresses.
Oh, that's a lot for one stop.
Yeah, they luckily reserved the whole day for me, which I was like,
how do people do
this in 2 hours? But I ended up going with a dress that I never thought I would wear. Usually, like, it's not like anything I've ever been styled in before. It's very unique. And it was one that I didn't even try on initially. Like, I went through the whole store again, just like pull, and it was like hiding in the back corner. And so, yeah, that was the one.
Wow, that's so cool. So it was a different style than you ever considered.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily, and that's what people on Instagram kept saying. They're like, try on other styles, things that you wouldn't normally go for or like. And so I did that with another dress that when I finally put that one on, I was like, oh, wow, this is so different. But it kind of like led me to get into like this happy medium of what I thought I wanted and what I didn't want. And it's like kind of in the middle there.
Okay, cool, cool. So you and Thomas had an untraditional engagement where you got down on one knee first, but then he did reciprocate. Do you feel like you're going to have any non-traditional stuff when it comes to the wedding? Like, is he going to see you in the wedding dress before the day? Anything interesting like that?
Well, that's a great question. Something I haven't even thought about. Well, we're just not very traditional to begin with. So I think overall, like the way our wedding is going to be is just, it's going to look different. We are going to just elope and have like our very immediate family for the ceremony and just keep that really small and private. And then for the reception, we're going to just push that out a couple months and do it a bit later. But we want that to just be a massive party. And so we're not going to do the traditional sit down dinner. People won't have proper place settings. It's going to just be one big party. So we really want it to be like a fun theme, like a roaring 20s Gatsby-esque type theme where people can kind of dress up and play characters. We are also very into true crime and we love playing Clue. So we're gonna try to do like a real life Clue in the middle of this, where if people guess who like the murderer is, they can get access to a speakeasy that we're going to have. So just like fun little twists and turns like that throughout.
That's really fun. So is the dress for the party or for the ceremony?
The dress is for the ceremony. Okay. So yeah, I haven't even thought about what to do yet for the reception.
You can go wedding shopping again.
You can go wedding shopping again. Yeah. I was talking to a dress designer in New York who's wonderful, and she started just creating some sketches. So I have not been out there to meet her, to see anything in person. So I'm hoping that'll come in the next few months, once the tour dies down. But yeah, I'm like, I'm also not a planner. So I'm like, oh, whenever it happens, it happens. So if you have any wedding planning tips, please let me know.
Oh, I have all the tips. I love to give the tips. So you let me know what you want to specifically know.
I will call you after this and be like, tell me everything.
Okay. I'd be so excited to do that. You guys, you know, are you, you seem like you're kind of on both. It sounds like you and Thomas are on the same wavelength when it comes to planning. Have there been any disagreements that are worth noting?
In terms of the wedding, no.
In terms of what else? I love all the, give me the tea.
Well, let me tell you about our home renovations. No, we've like, for the most part for this wedding, we're both so like pretty easy breezy laid back, that we've been aligned on most things. And we'll just kind of like come up with different fun ideas. And I'll be like, oh, what about this? What do you think of this? And he's always like, yeah, I love that. Let's do it. So I told him, I was like, if there's anything you really, really want or to incorporate or do not want, just let me know. And I'll make sure of that. But yeah, no fights around that whatsoever. It's been, knock on wood, I hope, on this table. I hope it just stays like that. Smooth sailing for the wedding.
That's basically how it was for us. Wedding, easiest thing. Agreed on everything. Decorating the house, not so much. But hey, it's all
the
good.
The drapes. It's always the drapes.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, Andrew, let's talk about your dating life a little bit. You recently posted a TikTok about your date. Can you please elaborate on this? Like, do we just have to be so worried for the girls that you date that like all the beans are going to be spilled?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, no, I'm very protective of that. I have been talking to someone for a while now, since your show, actually. Still the same girl I've been talking to.
Okay. So
yeah, you know, we live in different areas. We're just, you know,
she the New York girl.
Nice pace, huh?
A New York girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I gotta get this juice out of you after this. Give me the dirt.
Oh my god. But no, she's cool. You know, I took her to a Knicks game. She took me to a Knicks game as well.
Oh, so that's serious. Because you guys could have been spotted and been on the Jumbotron and then had the kiss cam come on.
No, called TMZ.
I'm just not that cool. So I mean, I just, you know, just going on dates and having fun and not really putting too much pressure. I feel like that's my problem when I get on the show. I always was just like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm married. And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to propose. So now I'm just like taking it a day at a time and, you know, still like, you know, just kind of like figuring things out and how I want to live and where I want to live. And yeah.
All right. Well, we want to see you back on Paradise. So don't get too serious with anyone.
I'm probably not going back on Paradise.
You're not going to ever go back on Paradise.
No, I don't think so.
But you'd be the Bachelor if asked next season.
You said what?
You would be the Bachelor.
would be the Bachelor. The only way I would come
back, I think. Talk about pressure.
I know.
If I'm single, you know, I'm
yeah, don't become the Bachelor if you're not single.
Yeah, no. I'm having fun doing like the dating thing here, you know, the amount of dates I've gone on and just kind of, it's good.
He's going to have so much fun dating in Scottsdale when we do Bachelor Live.
So much fun dating there with all the bachelorettes.
Yeah, can't wait.
Do you get nervous for like impressing those girls when you're on stage? Like, do you feel like you are on stage and you have to perform your best? Or is it just more of like a, I'm not nervous, it's just a fun time?
See, that's what, like, I'm so good at not being nervous when I treat everything like when I'm talking to like a girl as a friend. So that's kind of how I'm doing. I'm just like, we're just friends and we're just, maybe you throw out a couple of flirtatious jokes there and there. But when I'm like that, I'm like, I'm smooth sailing. It's just as soon as I start liking a girl, I was like, oh my god, I kind of like this girl. Then I start getting awkward and weird and like not smooth. So when I'm like talking to a girl, like just like a friend, I'm super smooth. And if I want to throw out a flirtatious joke, I'm hitting like 100%. But if I like, if I'm like, dang, I like her, I'm going to be very weird and awkward, and you're going to know.
I used to
like, there actually was a time on your on last time I was like,
wait, what city?
It was the last one of the last show.
Oh my god, I remember, and you wanted her number.
I did get her number.
Yeah.
No. But we had her for the one scene. Am I not allowed to talk about
this? No,
of course you can.
Oh, we're the one scene where I it was like they're going in for the kiss.
The notebook.
Yeah. I was going in. I was really going for the kiss.
And you told me not to stop you. But so you I did. Let it go.
You stopped it.
But you were being too damn slow. You had to go in a little bit faster.
That was what it was.
We had
to
do a show in 2 hours.
And then she like cards it. It's like I was like, oh.
You cut off a stage kiss?
But no, she didn't. The other girl didn't know. It was just, it was really weird.
He had time. This is on Andrew.
Okay. All right. I'm assuming you were going really slow if she cut it off. And she probably thought that she was saving you.
Wait, the other girl. Yeah, I think the other girl was kind of like, oh my, she was like frantic. So I was like, oh, maybe this is a bad idea.
He would, before every, well, not before every show, but like during every show, during intermission, we would chit chat and I'd be like, okay, is there anyone you're vibing with? Who do you really like?
Yeah.
Because I'll pick them for certain scenes for this like movie date. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so for the ones he would really like, I'd be like, okay, I'll save her for The Notebook. And if you want to like slide in there, you know, get that smooch. But you were just too slow.
Yeah. There was only one I really would like. It was that last one. The other girls were just really nice.
God, whoever this is, if you're listening to this, please, one of our Scottsdale shows.
Oh, I told. Well,
the number. So like, if he really wanted to date her.
A little bit, but kind of fell through.
Give me her number and I'll text her and get her on stage again.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'll make this happen.
He's like, no, the ship has sailed. Okay, my final question for you then, Andrew. So you said that like you get super nervous and awkward when you actually like a girl, but around friends who you're just like kind of playfully talking with, it's super easy.
Yeah. Easy.
I used to be exactly like that. So I would have like a whole bunch of guy friends just like always fall in love with you because you're like your most playful, flirty self.
Yeah, that friends. Why? And then they're like, am I reading the signs wrong? I was like, oh my God. No,
I'm just practicing with you, basically.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, that happens a lot. I know. Because like, I always want like my girl to be like a good friend of mine. So it's almost like, all right, well, we're friends, but, and then like that switch happens and next thing you know, you're like, I like her. And then everyone's like, she's like, why are you being so weird? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
I know.
Whatever the charming Andrew that I started to get to know.
Yeah.
So, oh, I feel you.
That's my problem for sure.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. So sorry that Rodney couldn't be here. We've never had Rodney on the podcast. So that's something we're going to, or like we did, but like back in the day before he was, you know, really in the running to be The Bachelor. But if you guys want if you've wanted to see Andrew and Rodney be in that bachelor position, it is now time that you can experience it at talkingstickresort.com. So you go, that's where you go to get tickets. And then Becca will be your best girlfriend throughout the process. So guys, hope you have a fun April and maybe we'll talk to you after Andrew finds love. On stage.
We're all invited to the wedding.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry for my total lack of brain today.
Oh, you're good. That sweatshirt is fire. Oh,
thank you. It was Top Shop, like a Disney line.
We love it.
Thanks.
We love it.
Everybody, I get so many compliments on this, and I'm like, it's years old.
It's always crew necks. You can never go wrong with a crew
neck. That's so true. I much prefer a crew neck sweatshirt than a hoodie.
I do too. You throw anything on the front, it doesn't even matter.
I know. But then you've got your hoodie on right now. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy.
Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.